Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
This is John Williams. What a weekend, huh? St. Patrick's Day, the NCAA basketball tournament, and Loyola Ramblers with the shot times two. Just before the show, I had a chance to talk to Steve Watson. He's the athletic director at Loyola. Bill and Wendy had Sister Jean on, and maybe someday we'll get a chance to talk to Sister Jean too. But I just wanted to talk a little bit with him about what it's been like at Loyola since the wins. This is part of that conversation we recorded just before the show.
We secured the bid to the tournament, and ever since then we've been going about 90 miles an hour.
You get the feeling that people didn't know about Loyola?
You know, I think it's been building up throughout the season. I would argue that basketball people knew about Loyola because of our history. You know, the 1963 national championship team, the 85 Sweet 16 team, you know, Frederick Hughes, LaRue Martin, Jerry Harkness. I think basketball people know Loyola University Chicago, but maybe the casual fan had no idea. And as the season progressed and, you know, we knock off Florida, we kind of run away with the conference regular season title, we win the conference tournament, I think that momentum really built, and the exposure we got, not just here in Chicago, but across the country, it definitely put Loyola on the map. And you throw Sister Jean into the mix, and it seems like we're everybody's darling now.
Who knew that she was going to be such a big deal? She's you are this close to being overshadowed by a nun.
Well, you know, the funny thing is anybody who ever meets her, they can't stop talking about her. She's just a special, special person. We're all very fortunate to have her on our team. But to say that we're surprised that she's become a national hit, I'd be lying to you, because it's such a great story. She's such a good person and so knowledgeable and so caring and thoughtful about, you know, the program, the university. I keep saying that it's just a matter of time. She's going to be on Ellen. She's going to be on Good Morning America. She's going to be everywhere.
Bracketology somehow needs to tap her and say, what do you think, Sister Jean? You've obviously got a good nose for a good basketball team. Were you surprised that the kids were as competitive as they were, that they were playing as well as they were? What we're seeing on TV this weekend, was that typical Loyola Rambler basketball?
Yeah, it's what we've seen all year. I mean, these guys have unbelievable resiliency. And you never know who's going to step up and be the guy. And this last weekend was a great example. At night, Dante hits what we were calling the shot, and everybody talked about it for about 48 hours. And then Clayton Custer steps up, and he hits the shot. So now, over the course of a weekend, we've got two historic, memorable plays that will go down in Loyola history. But these guys have been doing it all year, and honestly, it's all gravy at this point. You know, we fell down. We were down seven against Miami on Thursday, and I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, you know what? This has been a hell of a year. We had a great run, and next thing you know, Custer hits a three. We tie the game, and Dante hits that shot, and we move on. So, nothing that these guys do would surprise me, because they've been doing it like this all year.
They don't seem to be nervous. They must really believe in themselves, huh?
Yeah, and they care about each other. They get along extremely well, and they're selfless. You know, they honestly, truly do not care who the hero is. They just want each other and the team as a whole to be successful.
I noticed that. In fact, there have been times I was texting with my son during the game. I said, I think they pass the ball a little too much. A guy will, you know, dribble around, looks like he's got a two. Maybe he's going to go into the lane. He goes in the lane, kicks it out to another guy. I'm thinking, somebody, take a shot. But it tends to work out, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's the style, and that's the way these guys have played all year. And it's fun basketball to watch.
Props to the coach, too. I mean, he seems to have the team ready for this, unlike Virginia, unlike North Carolina. I don't know, maybe it helps to be a little bit of the underdog, but you guys sure seem to be ready for this tournament.
Yeah, these guys are laser focused, and I've gotten a chance to listen to Porter talk about the team and talk to the team quite a bit, and he talks about putting the blinders on when they're in their film sessions, when they're doing their scouting, when they're on the practice court. But once they get off the court, they're enjoying it. They're enjoying the experience. They're enjoying each other. But when it comes time to go to work, these guys are laser focused. And that is definitely a tribute to not just Porter, but the entire staff.
I'm downtown on Michigan Avenue. Can I buy some Loyola swag down here? Can I get hats, T-shirts, sweatshirts?
I certainly hope so. But I also know if you go to LoyolaRamblers.com, there's a great variety and assortment of Loyola gear.
Anything particularly noteworthy, quirky, or large about these two wins for you guys?
But one of the great things about getting down to Dallas was Andre Jackson being able to go home and play in front of his friends and family down in Dallas. We tried really hard to schedule a game this year for him to get home. We were able to do that for Ben Richardson, getting him back to Kansas City, but we couldn't get a game for Andre. And when that selection came up and they saw, we all saw we were in Dallas, it was the first thing that guys thought of is Andre's going home. And then, of course, on Saturday, he was our leading scorer, had a fantastic game. And so that's been a pretty special story for him to be able to do that on that stage in his hometown was pretty neat.
What a tournament, huh? Two 13s, a 16, a couple of 11s, a lot of double-digit seeds. I guess the smart people who pick brackets aren't so smart. Or were you satisfied with the 11 seed?
You know, we would have liked to have been better, but it seemed like that's where everybody said we were going to be. As you mentioned, you never know how the bracket's going to play out, and here we are playing a really, really good 7 seed in the University of Nevada.
What's the key to that game, in your estimation, going to be?
We just need to play our game, and if our guys play the way they can play, the way they've played all year, we can compete with anybody. And I'm just looking forward to seeing the best Loyola program out there we can put on the floor.
Boy, this is great for the – think of the money your school's going to make. I mean, good grief. You guys have just got – you've got 3 big paydays coming here minimum, right?
Yeah, the exposure is – I mean, you can't put a price tag on that. The good it does for the school, for Chicago, for our community, you know, Rogers Park, Edgewater, people up this way – there's so much pride in this program and what Porter and the team have been able to do. And yeah, the exposure means the world to us.
Doesn't hurt that he's Hollywood good-looking, too.
Well, it's a great story. You know, Porter's a Chicago guy. He went to Creighton, played in the Missouri Valley Conference. And, you know, he's a true family guy. And being able to share an experience like that with his children and his wife, I know it's definitely special for him.
Congrats to you. Congrats to the kids, the coach, the program, and, of course, Sister Jean. If you get a chance, tell her agent, to tell her intern, to tell her people, to tell her that we said hi, and it's fun watching her on TV, too.
I will do that. Thanks so much, John.
Has she been on, probably too early, right? But can't you see her on Colbert or Jimmy Kimmel or the Today Show or one of those sorts of things? Violetta, have any of you guys seen Sister Jean do some national interviews? She was on with Bill and Wendy. Wondering if she's actually gone global yet. I don't think so.